Do you want to make your money make sense? Listen to Business Sense every Monday to Thursday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. and make sense of your money.
Now, in this present economy, many people typically find themselves seeking temporary short-term jobs or side hustles as independent contractors, consultants or freelancers, often moving from one job or project to another. It can be a way to make extra cash, but for some people, it is their main source of income. If you are a freelancer or earn income from seasonal work, chances are your income changes from one month to another. This can make monthly budgeting feel like a challenge, and of course it becomes very challenging. To talk to us about this particular topic, it is Dr. Daniel Chunga, who is already on the line. Dr. Daniel Chunga is not only a pastor, but he's also an author, and has written several books, including one, How to Come Out of Debt, Simple Steps to Financial Freedom. He's also written Secrets for a Happy Marriage. He's also written How to Succeed in Business, A Simple Guide for Entrepreneurs. Preparing for Retirement, Peace of Mind for Your Golden Years is some, but many of the books that he's written, and he's joining us on the line. Good evening, Doctor.
Good evening.
How are you today?
So far, so good. My day was just great.
Ah, fantastic. That's what I'd love to hear. Just to confirm, Doctor, you're in Zambia. What time is it now?
Here in Zambia is 7:21 p.m.
Ah, so you and I are in the same time zone, because it's also 19:21. So if I say good evening, I'm actually politically correct, as they say, right?
True.
A penny, yeah. Doctor, for your day. You said your day was good. A penny for your day?
Then?
A penny for your day. You said your day was good. Care to just take us through what happened? What was nice about it?
The day was packed with activities.
Okay.
But amidst a busy schedule, being a Monday,
yeah,
I made sure I had the time to work and walk around the offices, took a break at the meeting where we could laugh, joke, and yet make big decisions. So it was
a busy day making big decisions there, you say?
Yeah.
Ah, fantastic, fantastic. Thank you so much for squeezing us into your busy day. Today we're talking about the issue of budgeting when you have a fluctuating income, especially in the world that we are living in today. How important then is the issue of budgeting? Before I even get into the nitty-gritties of this topic, people who are freelancers, how important is it that they should budget?
Wow. In fact, budgeting is a very critical aspect of financial life. Very, yep. Very critical.
Yeah.
If you only have 200 rand.
Yes.
And that is what you have between you and the next income.
Yes.
You will be very careful how you want to spend that 100 or 200 rand. Because that is what is there for you. In fact, budgeting is more of an art for those with little money. Those with much money, they don't mind.
Yeah.
They can spend it anyhow.
Yeah.
But when you have little money, you are under obligation to budget. For sure, our income can fluctuate. Sometimes business fails. Sometimes the income is little. But the principle of budgeting, planning how you want to spend what you have earned, is a critical stewardship responsibility. Because if you plan out to spend the little, it will slip away.
Yeah.
And you'll be in. Now, a budget is basically a financial control instrument. It's basically one that gives you financial boundaries.
Yeah.
It is there to help you as an individual on how you want to spend the money you have. Some budgets can be on the actual amount. Some budgets can be fake budgets, hoping that you are going to have such an amount and you are going to spend it in this way and that way. When you have a budget, it coordinates financial activity. And also, if you are a married person, it gives you direction as a family. You know where you are going. And if your budget is an exciting one, where you have some investment, in your budget, you are including something to grow your money, then it spurs you into action. A budget clarifies your desires. It gives you priorities of life. And in the, if you are a family person, it reduces tension. So budgeting is a good idea. It helps you to give direction for your activities and for your financial spending. If you don't have a budget, you are going to spend money on wants instead of needs. And when the money is over, you are there to languish. So a budget is a good tool that every individual, rich or poor, with little income or with much income, which we need to do to guide our spending.
Yeah, sure. Thank you so much, Doc, for those broad strokes. I think they really do give really great context into what we're talking about. Now, you wrote a book, How to Come Out of Debt, A Simple Simple Steps to Financial Freedom. I was particularly interested in this one because I do think that there's elements of it perhaps that do touch on what we are talking about today, right? So how does one get out of debt? Does one need a budget then to be able to, I suppose, deal with their debt as well?
Wow, it's possible to come out of debt. According to the Bible, Proverbs 22, verse 7, when you borrow money, you are a servant to the lender. And when you fall in deep water, there are some practical steps you can use to come out of debt. Sometimes we go into debt because we didn't have good savings. We go into debt because of eventualities that before. And when you are in deep water, one first thing is to admit that you are owing. Number two is to list the amounts that you are owing. Another step is to start small, paying to what you are owing. When you start small, a big thing is reduced. The Chinese says one step reduces a 1,000 kilometer journey. So you just have to begin somewhere. And when you are owing, be open to the owner of the money. Don't change your phone. Don't change your location. Be honest and negotiate with the owner of the money to say, I'm tied up, brother, my sister. Give me this grace that I'll be able to pay you. And apart from that, if you want to come out of debt, look at those receivables. If there are people owing you, follow them up. Why should you suffer when others are owing you? Apart from another way you can step out, if you have unusable assets.
Mm.
Sell them off.
Mm.
Why do you want to keep 3 television sets in a house?
Mm.
You want to keep a car? Your house is not a museum.
Yes.
Where people come and see
yes.
the historical activity.
Yeah.
You just sell part of your assets in order to come out.
Yeah.
Remember that there is a will, there is a way.
There is a way.
So what is important is for someone to admit that is owing, and you start somewhere paying back bit by bit.
Bit by bit.
There is one temptation. When you are owing, you want to add debt on top of debt. That's a snake. And there are some debts which are beyond our income.
Mm.
If your debts are beyond your income, it's best to think of growing your income and settle your indebtedness. That way, you are going to free yourself from the snare of debt. Not every debt is negative. Some they get a debt or a loan and they can grow their money. And yet, when you get a debt beyond your capacity to pay, you are going to commit financial suicide.
Financial suicide.
And yes, it's also important for the listeners to know that the management of money hinges two principles only. Only two principles. One, increase your income. Two, increase your expenses. When are these two factors? That is what we see on a balance sheet. That is what we see in financial reports. You look at your income and expenses. If your income is higher than your expenses. Hallelujah. You have got it. But if your expenses are higher than your income, then you are in deep water. So financial management is only on two principles. Increase your income or decrease your expenses.
Now, what I wanted to then ask, Doctor, is this thing of increasing our income, I suppose, with, you know, fluctuating income that can either be from freelancing or from consulting. Is that a thing that's necessary in this day and age that we're living in? Or one should just focus on maybe, say, a 9-to-5, one job type of a thing?
Wow. In this slippery financial world, never wise to have one source of income. Even when you are an industry, you must be able to diversify. You don't want to put all eggs in one basket. Now, in this kind of environment where the economy is just dwindling, it's not stable, many countries, the best for you to manage your finances as a nation is to diversify and also to find a way that you can increase your income. You know, during COVID-19 pandemic, companies closed. And yet some companies made bigger profits than ever before.
Yes, yes.
And the difference is looking at opportunities, having the eyes of an eagle, trying to see where opportunities lie, and taking, and you can leap into a world of. So even deplorable, there are opportunities. All that is required is to rise. To see where opportunities lie.
Okay, that makes sense. So it's very, very important then that you do that. Now, What are some common advantages there, Doctor, and maybe in the same breath, disadvantages when a person or a family relies on a fluctuating income?
The disadvantages of relying on a fluctuating income base is that when your income goes down, it will cripple you completely. It will drive you into acquiring debt. It will make your plans not materialize because of the fluctuating situation. The advantage is that when you are in such an environment, then you start thinking outside the box.
Yeah.
How can I combat this environment whereby today rand is here, dollar is here? How do I combat? Then you create a buffer.
Yeah.
You create a safe zone where you can learn when, even when things fail this way, you are able to survive this way.
Yeah.
You must prepare yourself to have a safety valve so that you don't drown financially completely as an organization or as an individual or as a family. These fluctuations help us to think outside the box and create a shelter, a financial shelter where to lean on when things go the other opposite.
The other opposite. Now, if I work as a freelancer then, Doc, and I, as mentioned, want to create that buffer and maybe I try having multiple incomes, but obviously my income is not going to be stable. How do I even budget with an income that's not even stable? Where do I start?
It's true that can be a challenge, but as I already alluded, it's when you have little money that you need to budget because it's what you have. So when you're in such a scenario, where do you start from? Don't be overwhelmed. Be calm. Assess your situation. And at that time, when you have to be careful with your expenses, is this a necessary expense or not? And in that kind of environment, it's always safer to look at the financial market. If your money is in the bank, or you are just a freelance person who is trotting from one area to the other, it simply means in your financial abundance, when you have much, at that particular time, think of tomorrow. Create some kind of a buffer. Sometimes you can convert your cash into something which can be converted into liquid tomorrow. So depending at what is, it's always good when there are those good days. Let's plan for the other opposite direction, because when the financial winds come and the heat on the little you have, you must be able to survive from what you saved during their time of abundance. The problem is that freelance people make money, but they quickly squander because they think tomorrow they are going to have another opportunity. But it's always good that in the days of plenty, you save for a rainy day.
In the days of plenty, you save for rainy days, because the rainy days do and will certainly come when there's not much that you are making there. Okay. Are there one or two tips then, you know, on when one has a fluctuating income that fluctuates from one end to the other? I'm thinking of it now as I'm sitting here and I'm about to start. Right. And like you said, I want to create a buffer, just X amount of dollars or rands, know what it's going to look like. if I take your advice, practically speaking now, and I'm sitting this evening, how do I navigate that? Do I start first by paying my debts with what I've made, the large sum that I've made now, so that at least I know that over the next 2 or 3 months, while I'm still trying to find other projects, I don't have debt? Or maybe I spread it out over an X amount of time with the hope. You spoke about faith budget when we started. You know, do I have hope and say, okay, I'm going to spread this debt out over 3, 6, 7, or even 12 months, hoping that 2 months from now something will come up. So I'm going to just pay it for 2 months and then wait. How do I then move from here now that I've had your advice?
Wow. My proposal to such a family, I would give 2 positions.
Yeah.
Number one, go for needs when your income is low.
Okay.
Select what to spend on.
Yeah, okay.
Some people are just extravagant.
Yeah.
They want to have 3 meals a day.
Yeah.
When they can't afford.
Yeah.
So you go for needs. Number two, make adjustments in your spending and in financial culture. Adjustments are critical. If your rentals are too high, go for something more in order to save. If your children are going to expensive schools, think twice. Take them to government school. So you must, number one, go for needs. Number two, make adjustments. And number three, diversify your income.
Yeah.
Do not have one source of income only. Find one or 2 or 3 sources so that you are able to compete favorably with the harsh economic times.
So go for your needs, downgrade if you must, stop living an exaggerated, extravagant life, and also diversify your income. Have 3, 4, 5 jobs if you possibly can, so that you can create that that buffer. As we come to a close then, before I get your final thoughts there, Doctor, can you tell us the inspiration behind the book that you wrote, How to Get Out of Debt, and maybe where can people get the book? And I'm specifically speaking also for freelancers as well, who also do accumulate debt because of everyday living. Sometimes we get into these things.
I want to say what motivated me write on this book on how to come out of debt.
Yeah.
I discovered after taking a survey.
Yeah.
Most of the people are living in debt. They are owing this way and that way. Some get over. But the motivation was that this thing is attainable. One can come out of debt by applying certain principles of life which are real, like starting small, being honest with yourself, adjusting your lifestyle, all those things. I want to encourage that when you are in debt, don't be overwhelmed.
Yes.
Just sit down and plan.
Yes.
How can I move out? And the other motivation I want to share is that money is very easy to make, but very difficult to manage. So we need to deliberately have financial literacy. We need to manage money. Because there are some people, when they have money, they want to have 3 wives. They want to have 6 girls. They want to do this and that. They want to change their car. They want to change their... But you must be patient. As money comes through your hands, be able to manage your money by planning, having a financial plan. That way, you'll be smiling even when hard economic times come, because you are a prudent manager. You'll be able to.
Yeah. Sure. That's beautiful. And how can people get the book?
The book, we can offer it on a soft copy.
Yeah.
You can give them number.
Yeah.
WhatsApp number, we can help them out. We have Africa Public Westinghouse in Cape Town.
Yeah.
They are reachable. You can have it there. And we are also planning to reprint it so that we can have it in this southern part of Africa.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much, Doc. Sure. I think this is the first of many conversations we would like to have with you going forward. But we do want to thank you so much for talking to us this evening. And may you certainly have a beautiful evening and a great week ahead.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you so much. That is Dr. Daniel Chunga talking to us this evening about a very, very important topic of the issue of how do you budget when you have a fluctuating income. Focus on your needs. Downgrade if you must downgrade, right? So do away with living an extravagant, lavish life. And that's what happens with most people who are freelancers, right? You get this huge sum of money. You get paid 200,000 rands for doing X project or for doing, you know, that particular series or appearing in this TV commercial, whatever. You get that money. But after that, it might just be a dry season before you make your next income. So he says, focus on your needs. Downgrade if you must downgrade. Diversify your income stream, right? How much you make, make sure that you diversify it. Kunzima wa fluctuating.
You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.